So the first case deals with a foreclosure issue on change of addresses. So we had a borrower who financed a property at Roosevelt Avenue, but also lived in another property on Newman Street. The loan documents provided for a formal notice address to the Roosevelt address. So eventually the lady who owned the house sold the Roosevelt house, but continued to pay the note. The lender, eventually, she didn't pay the note, and so you get into the typical foreclosure scenario. Before that, the loan officer had corresponded with her, asking, said he knew that she had sold the property, and said, well, I'm going to send your notices and stuff to the Newman address, and they texted back and forth. And eventually, during the foreclosure, the notice that was sent was to the Roosevelt address, the notice of foreclosure sale. And then after the foreclosure, it was challenged that that was not sufficient address. And the court looked at it, and under Texas Property Code 51-0021, the debtor has to provide in a residential setting notice of a change of address in a reasonable manner to the lender. So the court looked at all the texting back and forth between the parties and determined that that was sufficient notice of the new address. Therefore, the lender should have given notice to the Newman address and didn't, so the foreclosure was not valid. Just a word to the wise, send it to every, you know, a CC on the letter is real easy, so copy it and send it everywhere. The next case is Cavillo versus Carrington Mortgage. This deals with the Substitution of Trustees Act, and it deals with the ratification of things the trustees done. So the facts in this are pretty simple. There's a default notice given on December 9th.